Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. and Charlie Pierce each has 2.
We have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go first. Here you go, Roy. Now, all of your questions are about great outlaws in history.
Oh, good.
Clock will start when I begin your first question. Bank robber George Nelson's youthful appearance earned him the nickname Blank.
Babyface.
Right. While he was hanging a picture in his living room, Train and bank robber Blank was shot in the back.
Jesse James,
yeah.
The dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard.
In
a laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Yes. In a 1969 film, Paul Newman portrayed Blank, the gentleman bandit, who claimed he never killed anyone.
Butch Cassidy.
Right. Because he so much relied on a certain car for his getaways, gangster Clyde Barrow once wrote a thank you note to Blank.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'll say Ford.
Yes, Henry Good. Ford. When asked why he robbed banks, famous thief Willie Sutton said, because Blank.
That's where the money is.
Yes. Though they may once have been friends, in 1881, Sheriff Pat Garrett became known as the man who shot Blank.
Billy the Kid.
Yes. Notorious 1930s-era gangster Machine Gun Kelly acquired his nickname because Blank.
He was really good at doing a machine gun imitation.
No.
No, I don't know.
He did it because his wife made him.
Made him carry a machine gun to protect himself?
No, made him walk around and call himself Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was just a small-time crook and ex-con. When he met Catherine Thorne, they fell madly in love.
Huh.
And she came up with this brilliant marketing campaign for him. She bought him a machine gun, made him practice how to use it, started giving people little souvenirs, used shell cases, she said, came from the feared outlaw Machine Gun Kelly. Sadly, even though he was much feared, he was also much hungover when the FBI finally came for him, and he gave himself up without a fight.
Behind every great man.
Yep. At the time, criminals felt they needed a marketing campaign.
Yeah, well, that was a problem. These days, of course. You can be a criminal for carrying your nail file to the airport.
Yeah.
So.
And nail file Kelly just doesn't have the same ring to
right.
it, does it?
Yeah, it's taken a whole lot away from being a criminal.
Knitting Needle McGraw.
Are there?
Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right, very good. All right, Charlie, all of your questions this time are about fictional detectives.
Ah.
Fill in the blank. Arthur Conan Doyle, tired of writing about his popular detective Blank, tried to kill him off in a story called The Final Problem.
That would be Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Falling down Reichenbach Falls.
You bet. Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple were 2 of author Blank's most popular detectives.
Agatha Christie.
Right. Before Peter Falk made the trench coat-wearing TV detective his own, Bing Crosby turned down the role of Blank.
Columbo?
Yes. Many believe that the modern detective story was invented by Blank in his stories The Murders in the Rue Morgue and The Purloined Letter.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. Humphrey Bogart created the model for the hard-boiled detective in the 3rd movie version of the Dashiell Hammett novel Blank.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yes. Raymond Chandler's first Philip Marlowe novel, The Big Sleep, was adapted to the screen by Nobel Prize-winning author Blank.
Oh, I get this one. William Faulkner!
Yes! In the original version of her second book, heroine Blank packs a pistol, trespasses, breaks into a house, and on one occasion almost shoots a maid.
V.I. Warshawski.
No, Nancy Drew. The Nancy Drew that young women originally
Nancy
read
Drew
about.
Nancy Drew was packing?
She was. This is the great thing.
Really?
In the original versions of the novel, back in the late 40s, early 50s, she was a little more self-reliant and less concerned with the niceties of the law. But
Nancy Drew and 3 men died.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, in one of the early books, she shot one of the Hardy Boys just to watch him die. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 and has tied Roy for the lead.
All right. It all comes down to this. How many does Roxanne need to win?
6 correct answers.
6 correct answers. All right, Roxanne, here we go. All of your questions will be about big career breaks. Okay? Here we go. Fill in the blank. Legend has it that actress Lana Turner was discovered while sitting in a blank on Hollywood Boulevard.
A drugstore, Schwab's.
Yeah, Schwab's drugstore, soda fountain. Vivian Leigh won the lead in Blank when she met producer David Selznick after he was already filming The Burning of Atlanta.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Yes.
Annette Funicello, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake all got their starts in the TV show Blank.
The Musketeers.
The Mickey Mouse Club, yes. Good enough. When Yankees first baseman Wally Pipp decided to sit out a game, he inadvertently made way for the 2,130 consecutive games played by Blank.
Lou Gehrig.
Right, Lou Gehrig. After her picture was shown on the stadium screen at a football game in Canada, Labatt's Beer hired Busty Beauty Blank for their commercials.
Busty Beauty. Jane Mansfield?
No, Pam Anderson. That's how her career
got
started.
She's Canadian?
She is. Although his first big role was the dead friend in the hit movie The Big Chill, all of Blank's scenes were ultimately cut from the film.
Was that Kevin Costner?
It was Kevin Costner. Vincent Price said he was cast in his first theatrical role because of his ability to blank.
Play dead.
No. Talk and chew gum at the same time. Quite literally. He was the son of a candy maker. He was living in Britain in 1934 when he was cast in a production of a new play called Chicago. Chewing gum was virtually unknown in Britain, but it was done in America, so they wanted the characters to chew gum. Nobody knew how to do it. In fact, he was so good at chewing gum and talking that he ended up teaching the rest of the cast to do it, and a career was born.
Bobby Dunn.
Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Peter, she needed 6 correct answers to win. She had just 5. So Roy Blunt Jr. and Charlie Pierce are this week's co-champions.
Congratulations.